This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
All right, welcome to the Tom Chenault Show. We're hosting the Saturday, what we're calling the Host Swap Saturday with Tony Cannulli, and we've got John Fogg on. Tony, how are you today?
I tell you, if I was doing any better, Marianne, I just wouldn't know what to do with myself. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. It's been kind of one of those days where just everything is kind of coming together. You know,
yeah,
you know, at the beginning of the day.
When Tom asked me to come on and host his show, I was like, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I can do this. And I said to my wife, I said, I'm going to break it. I said, I'm afraid I'll break it. What if I break it? And she goes, break what? And I said, Tom's show, what if I break it? You know, I'm a competing show host. We've shared many guests, obviously. But, you know, this is like, wow, I can't believe you thought of this idea. I thought, that is really cool. So she said, oh, don't worry, it'll be fine. I'm nervous, though.
Well, you know, I'm hoping that John and I, since we've kind of been co-hosting the show here for a little bit, we want to make you feel real comfortable, and let's just have a lot of fun. So, John, how are you today?
That's exactly it. I tell you, I am looking forward to it. I was talking to John here earlier, and we were just sharing, and so we're just going to do what we do and share, and I always, you know, do what I can to bring as much of a value to the listener. I always pray before I even any of the shows that I do at the Slight Edge Zone that I can impact somebody at some point, somewhere down the road. And I believe all three of us here today, you know, will do that. And so, you know, this whole thing about show host wife swap, and I was talking to John about it. You know, I don't have any pictures of me, okay, wearing a dress and makeup, but you know, Tom, as you know,
right,
a pretty cool picture there. So this is, it would be really interesting if I had that as well, and people would probably get a bigger kick out of it. So I'm excited. Hey, John, nice to be on the show with you today. You're absolutely one of my favorites when it comes to your remarkable gift at writing. You have just an amazing gift of writing, and have been reading and, you know, everything you've put out for many, many years. So this is awesome.
Well, thanks.
And so we
That's that typical John silence.
I love dead air.
The typical John silence. And then you're just sitting there like, now what do I do? What's the next
one?
It's radio. You can't have dead air.
You know, no dead air on radio, but I think sometimes when you get hit off guard with a compliment, I do the same thing. I'm like, you know. It's funny how that works. Well, we've got a great show planned, and I know when we talked about, you know, what we were going to be discussing today, you know, a number of things came up, and John, last week when you were on with John Hammack and with Tom discussing, you know, basically the good, the bad, and the ugly within the network marketing space, and you had some great material, great information that you shared on that show, and I thought, man, this is a fantastic amount of information that you were sharing. And so I started thinking about it, and one of the things that I like to discuss is this whole concept when someone starts in indirect selling network marketing and their belief system is at the lowest it will ever be, their fear is at the highest it will ever be, and, you know, this whole thing about managing expectations, because I believe that many people join our profession, and I've seen this day in and day out, and I know we all have, you know, for the last several decades, is that when they join, if they have the right expectation, if they know what they're joining, why they're joining it, and everything is right, it's really a great experience. But on the other hand, if they're brought in with this expectation, John, for instance, well, just get in and, you know, we'll make $10,000 your second week, and you're like, you know, as Tom says, you'll be able to fly over buildings, and I mean, all these unbelievable, what I call hype, you know, which some people get overexcited and overzealous. If they're brought into those expectations, you know, it's not the best experience. So I wanted to discuss today with you and Marianne some of these landmines that we've seen for many, many years in the profession. And I also, before we do that, I want to comment on, you know, what you guys last week were talking about Jeff Olson. It's so funny because, you know, I love, he uses this word real, and I love the word real. I've known Jeff since 1992. And I was with the People's Network, the first, you know, world's first personal satellite, the television network, which is my passion, personal and professional development. And my show, The Slight Edge Zone, comes from the Slight Edge philosophy and Jim Rohn and, you know, what Jeff has been teaching for many years. But I wanted to add, early on when Jeff was really, I've watched him grow over the last like 20 plus years. And early on, when he would go to events and meetings, we were with a company called Quorum International. We would fly in for those leadership meetings. It was so funny because Jeff was always the guy. I've seen him grow so much. He was always the guy standing there with his arms folded, like kind of annoyed, like, why am I here? I need to be out building my business. I need to be building my empire. And the reason he was that way was because most of the people that came in just were whining. You know, why didn't we change this? What was going on? We have backup orders, you know. And you can see Jeff's look. It was like, oh, give me a break. I want to vomit. Let me get out of here. And it's so interesting because, you know, he's become such an amazing guy when it comes to attitude and your thought processes and what happens between your two ears and what he did with the slide edge. So I just wanted to comment on that because you guys were talking about him last week and I've seen him come so way, but he could not stand but when people would whine and complain. He just could not tolerate it. And I think that's one of the key points of a new person starting is to get their attitude right, get them in the right thinking process, prepare the ground. You know, if you're a farmer, you know, you prepare your ground, your soil, and then, you know, obviously before you even plant the seed. And so planting in your mind is everything, preparing the soil. So, John, I know you have a lot of experience with what we're talking about right now. You've written, you know, obviously your greatest stories, your what you've written over the years and all. What's your thoughts?
About what, Tony?
Just preparing your mind about the attitude, launching your new business. In the right attitude
to
have the start your business.
Yes.
you asked the wrong guy. My mind is like gone.
I don't know better than that. You are such a character. You really like to have
fun.
Well, like,
you know, look, I spent 25 years as an alcoholic. You know, I mean, my mind is bleh. How do you prepare your mind? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Okay.
I think one of the things you invoked, Jeff Olson, one of the things that Jeff made a point out early on is the law of association.
Absolutely.
And I think this one is hugely important. Because I, honestly, Tony, I don't know how to answer your question. And I think what you got to do is you got to hang out with the people that are the most like who you want to be. If what you want is people who are really honest, hang out with honest people. If you want high rollers, hang out with high rollers. I know you have a friend. We have a mutual friend, Robert Butwin. Robert was the first guy to turn me on to a remark that said, your income will tend to be the average income of your 10 closest friends. And
yeah,
I think that's true, Tony, not just for income. I think your appreciation of beauty, your sense of humor, your philosophy, it's going to tend to be, you know, pretty much an average kind of thing of the people you hang around the most. It's one of the reasons why you hang around them and that they're hanging around you. So I think if you aspire to certain things in network marketing, I would go find those men and women who've got what you want and stick to them like glue.
Yeah, that's profound. That's absolutely profound advice. And today, even in the virtual world, John, that we're in with Facebook and, you know, Skype and Twitter and Google Hangouts and, you know, all these phenomenal technologies that we have, and as well as CDs and digital downloads, the reality is that we can also, even if, like, I had mentors long before I ever met them. You know, like I work with Larry Thompson and we do a lot of shows. You know, he was one of the foundational pieces of Herbalife. And, you know, I listened to Larry for years and as well as Jim Rohn long before I ever had the opportunity to meet him and know him. And now we're great friends and we do work together. But I can remember getting my attitude straight early listening to the tapes and I was able to take the attitude that Larry had, for instance, or Jim Rohn had, or whoever it may have been many, many years ago. And I was able to take that information, and it, and even though I wasn't with them, you know, I felt like I knew them. And so that if people are in a situation where they don't have events near them, for instance, or they don't have events that they can go to for whatever reason, then that makes the biggest difference. Because what you just said, and I talk about this all the time, and Marianne, I'd love for you to comment on it, is, you know, Napoleon Hill, when he did his research, and over that 20-year period of time, and he researched all the billionaires, what he found was the number one reason that people did not succeed in life to a level they could was they listened to their friends, their family, and neighbors. And many times they mean well, but like you said, John, having those associations there is so important. So I you know what, I'll tell you what, you may not have been able to answer the question, but the answer you gave is absolutely right up there at the top, and it is so critically important. What do you say, Marianne?
Oh, no, I totally agree. And, you know, I look around and I see there's always like these little groups of people that just kind of start, you know, hanging out. They're the ones that are always looking at the bug on the windshield, right? Like you said, I mean, they always have something that's not quite right, or somebody that's, you know, oh, well, if we could do this or we could do that, instead of looking at everything that they have in front of them, you know, the opportunity and what have you. So I totally agree. I mean, you want to avoid those people that are not seeing the big vision, that don't understand, you know, what the path is and, you know, how to get there. So, you know, with that said, I totally agree with John, and I don't believe that he's lost his mind at all.
Well, you know, here's the good news. If you lost it, you know, if you look hard enough, John, you might find it. I'm sure it's there. It's got to be there somewhere. We have to look under the covers. But
something's, you know, working, that's for sure.
Yeah, we know it's there. You know, that's the other thing. When you're preparing your attitude, preparing the soil, the, like John said, the associations obviously are everything. But plugging into good personal and professional development. Of course, you know, Tom's show is all about it. He's always bringing on great people like Bob Bodine, for instance, who's, you know, I love what he does. And many other great people here, Marianne. But, you know, the other part of it is I look at it like plugging into an outlet in your house. If you're part of network marketing in the very beginning and you don't have a story and you don't have a belief system, you don't even know it will work, but maybe you like the product. If you plug into your outlet, that's where you get your juice from. That's where you get your power in your house. Imagine not having electricity for a minute. Well, it's the same thing when you start one of these businesses, is that if you plug into, like John said, once again, the associations, the leadership in the company, but you listen to the calls and the webinars, obviously shows like what Tom and I do.
All right. Well, Tony, we're going to take a little break, but we'll be back right after this. So join us with John Fogg and Tom.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
All right, we are back on this wonderful Saturday afternoon on the Tom Chenault Show. We are having the host swap with Tony Cannulli. We've got John Fogg, and I forgot to introduce myself. I think most people would recognize me, though, because...
Who are you?
I'm the only woman, Marianne Niehaus, on the show today. Anyway, so that was a great segment.
You are, it's funny because I've been meaning to say this for some time, Marianne, but when I listen to the shows, I really, everything Tom is, one of the things I love about Tom is he's such a great cheerleader. You know, you just feel good when you listen to him or you feel good when you talk with him. And, but I got to tell you, when we listen to these shows and I listen to him, I just love your input. And also Denise, when she comes on and it just, there's just a different feeling, from that. So you do a fantastic job. And I am so envious because, I'm kind of a lone ranger with the slight edge zone. And even though I have great guests on pretty much every week, it's you work with Tom and it's so great to actually see that you do such a great job.
Well, thank you. And I mean, it really is an honor to work right alongside of Tom, and he has taught me so much, and he has taught me what it means to be able to roll in 2 minutes before the show is supposed to start and have everything ready to go. You know what I mean? Because that's how he rolls.
Well, that was like John earlier when he called me, and he's like, "Why are we? I don't know. What are we doing today? What is going on?" I said, "I just found out Thursday," and I said, "Listen, John, we'll be good. We're both professionals. We'll figure this out." You know what I'm saying? But it's all good. But it's all in the attitude. So from that last segment, I think one of the landmines, Marianne, that is really important in the very beginning is just attitude, getting your head right, plugging in, and one of the biggest landmines I see as people get into one of these businesses, and you and I talked about this because there's an art and there's a science to network marketing, and the science part of it, the hardcore part of it, making a list, for instance, inviting and learning how to prospect, learning how to do a presentation or use a third-party tool to explain your business, following up, starting a new person, that's all the, it's the hard science of the business, and if people, we could just pay someone to do that if they could do it right, but at the end of the day, the art, the music part of it, I call
is all, everything in between. And what you and I spoke about is when someone starts, when they get started, like playing an instrument, they're not going to look good in that very first day, first person they talk to. They're not going to go good. If you wanted to learn how to play a guitar, like if I wanted to learn how to play a guitar, I would sound terrible, you know, starting off doing that. And so when someone joins network marketing and they don't get the results that they think in the first minute, the first day, the first week, the first month, it's because they haven't developed those skills. And of course, plugging in attitude, law of associations, as John had brought up earlier, helps people get there. I mean, just imagine what it would be like if you play the piano or any musical instrument. You're not going to be good the first day. It's going to take some time. And learning the science, you know, how to prospect, how to present, how to follow up, how to lead people, how to promote an event. You know, these are the hardcore things that we do. That's going to take time. And so people need to realize that they're in something for a long term. And that's where the second landmine that I see is major is that it's that management, Marianne, of expectations. In other words, what you tell someone they're going to do when they first get in. If they're not used to this, if they've not been in a people business, if they haven't learned how to build relationships, and quite frankly, that's the number one thing I see in this business today. People say, well, what's the number one bit of advice you'd give me starting today is learn, you know, the magic of things. Thinking Big was the first book I got, but How to Win Friends and Influence People, Dale Carnegie was the second. And I learned how to deal with difficult people. You know, like John, for example. Just kidding, John. I learned how to deal with difficult people early on. I learned how to build and get out of my comfort zone and build those relationships, Marianne. And that piece of advice, building the relationship, is so important here. So managing expectation, I would say, is the second landmine. And people realizing that they're in a real business, that it's going to take them some time to build those skills. If I, you know, if you join the gym today and you want it to look and change and become sexy and you want it to lose 10% body fat, and you want it to have, you know, a better physique, you're not going to come in, lift weights one day, go home, and all of a sudden you're going to look great. It's going to take some time, the law of sowing and reaping. So that's the second one, I would say. But going back to the art and the science, what have you seen, Marianne, in your experience? You've had a tremendous amount of experience. Obviously, you spend day in and day out with Tom Chenault, who's just a master at his craft here. I mean, he's just an amazing, amazing guy, not only, you know, obviously being in radio as long as he has and being the first guy really to launch home business on a radio show, but just his experience. And he reads all the time. He listens all the time. He listens to everything and anything he can get his hands on. So you've got that opportunity. What have you learned regarding what we're talking about?
Oh, I wouldn't even know where to start. I mean, it, you know, and it's so funny because, you know, Tom's not the let's just sit down and let me coach you kind of guy. I mean, you just have to, you know, follow him around, listen to the phone calls, and we're going to actually take a break here in a few minutes, and we'll come back and we'll, you know, I'll share a little bit of what it's like, because people ask me that all the time. What is it like working alongside Tom Chenault all day long? So we'll be back in a few minutes.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 120
26-serving, 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90.
Save over $25.
Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available for long-term storage, period.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey everyone, my ghost 80% AR-15 project was a total success. Thank you, Guns80.com. Thank you. I bought my Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. It's everything I expected and more. Just got a note from my buddy Mark, and now they're having a huge Black Friday and a big Cyber Monday sale. Guess Christmas is coming early this year. I'm definitely ordering one for my brother on Black Friday because the price drops to $400. Yes, I did just say that. $400. Unbelievable. At Guns80.com, the big sale is on. Begins Friday, November 22nd, and ends December 1st. So hurry now. Sale prices for Ghost ARs again, $400. Black Friday will be a good day. Get your Ghost AR-15 at Guns80.com. Sale is on right now at Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. Guns and the number 880.com. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone from our good friends at Guns80.com. The big sale is on. I'll see you there.
All right, we are back on the Tom Chenault Show. We've got the host swap Saturday with Tony Cannulli, and he's got a guest. We're going to get to that in just a minute. Tony, did you want me to finish up the question that you asked me about working alongside of Tom?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think everybody would just love to know what that's like.
Well, you know, what's so funny is, you know, we go to a networking event. We go anywhere, and I mean, you know, him and Denise are so amazing. I mean, they're like movie stars, you know. People want to take pictures with them. They want their autographs and what have you. Well, you know, I know Tom, the Tom I sit next to, and, you know, that we chit-chat and I get him coffee and, you know, he leaves chocolate wrappers all over the place. We have healthy chocolate, by the way, so he eats that quite often. But, you know, deep down inside, I've never met anybody he is so passionate. He has such a big heart. He sees the greatness in people, and he genuinely wants to be of service and help people. And that is what I take away from him every day. I mean, it's what he does for people, where he stands, what a stand he is, not only just for me, you know, for John, for anybody that he comes in contact with you. even. He is such a stand for people, and that's how I've learned to do network marketing. Is
wow.
Do that.
You know, you said it's funny. You said even me. It's so funny because I don't even know if you know this, Marianne. It was he was responsible for putting the bug in my ear. John's going, I'm going to smack Tom for that. No, just kidding. You know, he was responsible for putting the bug in my ear in the early 2000s about having a radio show, and he saw my passion for personal and professional development. And he just said, man, Cannulli, this is what you need to be doing. And anyway, it was if it hadn't been for that, I don't know if I would have moved down that road. He gave me the belief system that I could do that. And so
yeah.
I'll be forever grateful for that. And don't tell Tom I said this. We don't want to blow his ego up any bigger, right? So
oh, I know.
But he's the guy. You know, he's the guy that helped inspire me. And I tell you, I love him for that and love him for what he does. He's such a cheerleader in a positive way for people. And that leads us into the attitude. You know, the third landmine, I would say, is, you know, once someone gets their head right, they have their expectations managed, they know they're not in, you know, in the 90-day, you know, deal of the month club, they focus and they give it a year, a minimum of a year, and they don't just jump into any company or two or three or four or five, you know, and you can drive one vehicle at a time, and really it's very difficult. So I see that as probably one of the biggest landmines out there in network marketing today is that people get in and they get this concept of multiple streams of income, you know, Marianne and John, and they think that they confuse it with having multiple streams from companies. Not that professionals that have earned the right to build a large organization and the experience can't do that, have done that, but a newer person, it's a recipe for disaster if they start to get down that road, and I see that all in all. So I would say that's one of the biggest landmines. And then also, you know, we had talked a little bit about talking to movers and shakers and other network marketers. First, I would say is that if somebody's in a company and they're in love with that company, they're married. And if you go to them, and I say you, whoever's listening to this, if you go to them and try to shake them out of their company, you're not doing them any favors. It'd be like me going to you, Marianne, and go, listen, I know you're married, but I think I got this guy I want to meet you. You know, it doesn't work. I mean, think about it.
Right.
We never do that with our friends, but we get into network marketing, and what do? Sometimes, oh, you love that. You love this, and you need to be building the business. You know, but here's the message. If you have people in your warm market and you're newer and you know they're in network marketing, you know, just build a relationship. And if they're not in an active in a company today, introduce them to somebody in your support line you trust that has experience, and don't do it yourself. Bring in someone, like in your, you know, a situation like Tom. He's got a large organization in within Youngevity. And so if someone's there and they know a networker that was in Amway 20 years ago, don't handle it yourself. Say, listen, I got to introduce you to Tom and edify Tom. Bring in that third party figure. That's the only way I've ever seen a non-networker, somebody without experience and a great story, bring in somebody that actually had experience. And so that's probably the key point I want to make is when it comes to bringing in people that have experience. Number one, if they're in love with their company, if they're married, leave them alone. But here's the thing. Here's the caveat there, Marianne. You'll love this. Most people, eventually, their first company isn't their last, unfortunately. That happens a lot. And so if you keep the relationship, at some point, they may make a change. And if you validate them, love them, treat them with respect, at some point, you may have the opportunity within your company to potentially bring them into your business. That, to me, is healthy, it's human, it's solid, and it's just the right way to do business. So with that, we're talking about an attitude here. Attitude is everything. And we've got a guy on hold and that I just wanted to bring on because I talk about the champion mindset. I launched something called AskAChampion.com that's coming here over the summer, and it's going to be people, Marianne, that will be in living rooms, new people that join the profession that can ask any question, and then we're going to have a league of champions, okay, people like John Fogg or like Tom Chenault or like yourself or like, you know, Larry Thompson, Jeff Olson, as well as athletes as well that are champions that will answer their questions. And so the show is going to be all based on that and having a champion mindset. And I have a friend of mine that his name's Hayden Stevenson. Hayden is created a video sharing platform. And so if you go to AskAChampion.com, I have a gift, and it's a recent Google Hangout that's not been released yet with Larry Thompson, Richard Call, and Jimmy Smith. All three of these gentlemen are $250 million point in income in their careers, and that video is on there. It's not been released yet. So anybody that wants to watch that, go ahead. But Hayden put that together for me last minute. Thank you, Hayden, for doing that. And so I've got a guest on the line. Hopefully he's still there. Marianne, do you see him?
I think he's on. Are you on there, James?
Well,
are you on there?
Can you hear me? Oh, loud and clear. Thank you for joining us on the Tom Chenault Show. You know, I gave Champ, for those of you that don't know who he is, we've got James Bonecrusher Smith, the world former heavyweight boxing champion. And James understands what it's like to be a champion because he fought for 18 years, including with Mike Tyson. Can you imagine that? And lived to tell about it, right? He went the full distance with Mike. And so he understands this champion mindset. So as we were preparing the show today, Marianne, I said, you know, let me see if I can get James on the show. And hey, James, welcome here to the Tom Chenault Show. Can you share with everybody just, you know, we've only got a few minutes with you, but can you share with everybody just what your thoughts are on being a champion, the mindset? And also, you wrote a book called Mad, Make a Difference, which I think I love that. I love what you've done there, and you're always serving people. So welcome to the Tom Chenault Show. We appreciate you coming on.
Thank you, Tommy. Pleasure being here. And, you know, first of all, you must believe that what you're doing is what you're supposed to be doing. I think a lot of people just do things, and they do things to pass time, you know, to make someone happy. But you must believe that what you're doing at the moment is what you're supposed to be doing. And I think that will give you the confidence and faith to work hard. And to be successful, you have to focus and work hard. And I fought Mike Tyson 27 years ago. Can you believe that? 27
wow.
years ago. First guy to take him 12 rounds. And I had just won the title. I knocked out Tim Witherspoon in the first round. And on a short notice. And I'm just happy to be here alive.
Wow, that must have taken a tremendous amount of courage. I mean, when you start thinking about that, to step in the ring there.
Yeah, well, I like how you put that, alive. You know, I love what you said, Bone, on an interview back a couple of years ago that you had done where, you know, listen, you know, you come here to fight, you know, one round or 12 rounds or 15 rounds, whatever ends up going, it doesn't matter. So you wanted to get out of there before someone gets hurt. And I love how you put that, preferably not you.
That's right, because a lot of times, especially in the fight, the intent is to hurt the other guy, and sometimes you get carried away, and in training you get carried away, and you get tagged, and you could end up in the hospital.
Absolutely. Now, you're a huge proponent of home business network marketing. You know, can you share with everybody just your thoughts on it? You know, you came out of boxing, and then you became, you know, you have championforkids.org, and you're a great servant leader that does all kinds of great things and teaches people values and all. So, you know, what's your thoughts on the home business profession? What would you share with people?
Well, it's, you know, first of all, you want to do your diligence and, you know, kind of find out some things about the company, find out some things about the people that's involved. Compensation plan is important. And just get started. I mean, you know, if you like the product, if you like the service or whatever it is, network marketing is an opportunity where you can take a small amount of money. And if you work hard and concentrate and focus, you can make a lot of money.
Which is what you did early on in your career when you came out of the Army and you were boxing then, but then you turned it into a professional career. You came from very humble beginnings, but you worked very, very hard and stayed focused. And just recently you wrote a book, Mad. Just share with everybody a little bit about that and let them know how they could get it, because that's a great book.
Well, I talk about the two times I got mad. The first time I was 6 years old, I convinced myself I was not going to school, but nobody told my mom and daddy, and God bless their soul, and they moved on. And so they had my older brother and older sister drop me off my first grade teacher's class. And my teacher, back in the day, you whoop kids. So my teacher commenced whooping me, and I was disrupting the class, and I got mad with her. She said no harm to my mama. My mama whooped me with a switch. I got mad with her. Daddy whooped me with a belt. I got mad with him. And I made two decisions at age six. the first decision was I was going to school because I was tired of those whoopings. And the second decision I made was if I ever got grown, I was going to whoop me some people. And I whooped a lot of people in my 18-year boxing career. And the second time I got mad was I was suing the great promoter Don King, and he called me up one day and said he offered me a world title fight. And I said, who? I said, who is the fight with, and when is it? He said, well, I got some bad news. I said, what's that, Don? He said, the fight is with the guy that beat you last year, Ken Witherspoon. I said, oh, another whooping. And I said, when is the fight, Don? He says, the fight is at Madison Square Garden, New York, and it's going to be next week.
Wow.
And guess what? You didn't have a lot of time there.
Well, we have to be prepared for the call.
Hey, Chance, mm-hmm. Listen, thank you for coming on. For those of you that want to see what's I've got a full interview with Bone Crusher. Anybody that would like it, you're more than welcome to message me, and I will send it over. Thanks for coming on and sharing your time, brother. Appreciate you. Love you.
Thank you, Tony.
Thanks so much. Yeah, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with Tony and John Fogg and me, Marianne Niehaus. Thanks for listening.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeals, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com. 541-229-0010.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
On this host swap Saturday, we're having a great time with Tony and what was the gentleman's name? James the Crusher, or what did you call him? I'm not, you know, I don't know boxing. I was telling Tony, telling John, I don't know much about boxing. If he was a hockey player, I probably could have asked.
Talking about Wayne Gretzky, you're okay, but we say both.
Yeah, Wayne, I would have known what to say.
Bone Crusher, yeah, you know.
Bone Crusher,
yeah. What do you think? He's a darling. I mean, he's like, I say that now, but he was a killer when he was fighting. But you know, he's like a George Foreman. He's this big smile and just has this, you know, real huggable way about him, even though he's a walking wall.
Right. He's not anybody you'd want to mess with. But so I don't know. We were kind of going back and forth here, and I Tony's like, what do we want to do in the last segment? And I was kind of chatting with John here a little bit. And one of the things, and I think I was sharing this with Tony, was I had lunch with Jeff Olson when I was at the Eric Worre, you know, Go Professional. And one of the things that I took away from the conversation, and, you know, I always love it when you get to talk to these great leaders. And, you know, they just have so many gold nuggets. And, you know, he said to me, he goes, you know, just know that, you know, the people you bring into this business, and, you know, I think I shared too, you know, Mark Yonell's like, you know, don't take stinky thinkers. I've had plenty of opportunities to bring some stinky thinkers into my business with them waving over, you know, big, large dollar signs like I'm bringing all these people with me. But, you know, what Jeff said was, you know, remember, when these people are making a lot of money, they're never going to go away. They're always going to be there. And it really resonated with me, because the first person I got into network marketing, had I not stuck it out, I mean, I probably would have killed myself. But it was so funny because, you know, Tom was with me, and I was like, Tom, you got to help me with this lady. Wow. And he goes, man, she is just one tough nut to crack. And there, nothing was right. And so if anything you could take away with that is when I do, you know, what Tom talks about, the coffee shop interview, and there is lots of clues along the conversation, whether that person is ready for you. And what I mean by that is, and what Thomas said to me in the past, and I love this too, people have to go maybe kiss a couple frogs, right, before they really get the concept of network marketing. And if people aren't ready, I'm not willing to take them on right now. They've got to go have some, you know, personal development, get some experiences, get some things that are going to help them have, you know, tools to move forward. And so many times people get so excited and they're ready to sign just anybody up. I don't just sign anybody up. And I think that could be, you know, a real, you know, what I want to say, a real, you know, landmine for people in just trying to sign anybody and everybody up in your business. John, what do you think about that?
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble. I think the biggest problem, and when Tony talked about expectations, the biggest mm-hmm. problem, Marianne, is your and my and their dishonesty. And what I mean by that is really specifically, clearly, what I mean by that. I don't think people tell the truth. I don't think people look at the amount of effort something's going to take or the amount of time it's going to take. I think we have a tendency to kid ourselves and say, wow, you know, we want somebody signed up. It's the 29th of the month, and we bring somebody in who's just totally unsuited for this business. So, in all honesty, puns intended, I think we can all use a way rapid escalation of telling the truth about what this takes for people and from people about what they can expect, how long it's going to take them, how much they're going to have to put into it, and really just telling people the truth. I think the more we do that, the more people are going to see this thing for what it truly is, which is a solid opportunity if you're willing to put the solid hours of work and learning into it. There you go.
Yeah, no, I agree. And in so many different ways, you know, we're like, oh, it's easy. We're going to, you know, make a bunch of money here. But that doesn't necessarily, again, we're not being honest with ourselves because these people are a lot of work.
If this was easy, we would have tens of thousands of million-dollar income earners, and we don't.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
so true. You know, this last segment has been worth the whole show. Marianne, what you just brought up, what John just had said, you know, managing, being true. That's why, you know, one of the reasons I like Jeff Olson is he's real, transparent, just say it the way it is. I like that kind of approach, and I totally agree. And that's how you build leadership is being honest, even if it's something someone doesn't want to hear in that moment, just saying that. And, you know, it's so funny because when you're talking about the law of associations, like we talked about in the beginning of the show, and you look at who you want to work with, it's absolutely right. You want to work with people that want to be there. And sometimes it's challenging when you're excited to get to the point of sifting long enough. And it's like, why would you want to work with somebody that doesn't really want to be there? Why would you want to push a rope? Why do you want to put the toothpaste back in the tube? Never made sense to me. Why do you want to carry people? But it happens. And, you know, it's like kissing a pig. You know, first of all, it's no fun. And second of all, you're just going to piss off the pig. So why don't you work with people that you really want to work with and be in business with? And that's what Tom does. That's what I see that in Tom. I see him with you. I see the people, the relationships that he has. And it may take a while to get to that point, Marianne. But like I said, I think this is the most important piece of the whole show and managing expectations and being real, like John said, being on.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNlive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts, explored, shared, and passed down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNlive.com. GCN.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.